Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. The party of science strikes again, renaming Baltimore's racist bridge. Americans ditch a four-year degree, and Disney raises ticket prices again. That's all coming up. And we got the message of the day. But first, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. She went viral on the socials after the Democrat made some scientifically inaccurate remarks about the solar eclipse. According to Ms. Lee, the moon is a planet, quote, made up mostly of gases. How can humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we can do that? Then she claimed that the sun is a mighty powerful heat that is nearly impossible to visit. Scholars, all of them. A group of activists in Baltimore are demanding lawmakers change the name of the recently destroyed Francis Scott Key Bridge. The organization, called the Caucus of African American Leaders, believe that the name promotes white supremacy because Francis Scott Key owned slaves. Of course, Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner during the Battle of Baltimore in the War of 1812. A survey of TD Bank showing half of young Americans consider college unnecessary for their careers. Millions of teenagers across the U.S. are now considering alternatives to the standard four-year degree. The biggest factor for the decline in higher education, high prices. The typical college student graduates from college with $50,000 in debt. This week, Joe Biden vowed to cancel that debt for another 30 million Americans, buying more votes. Families hoping to visit Disney this summer are going to pay record prices. A new study reveals the parks are too expensive for families earning less than $100,000 a year. A third of adults say they would like to visit the rides but can't afford it. The average cost for a family vacation to Disney is $7,000. That doesn't include food, parking, or souvenirs, which you have to eat, I imagine. Doesn't include food, parking, or souvenirs. And things are getting worse next year. All tickets are going to go up another $10 in 2025. When Disneyland opened in California in 1955, tickets were $1. When Disney World opened in 1971, tickets were $3.50. Today, it's $35 just to park your car, $109 to get in the door. Coming up next, the message of the day. The Democrats are obviously trying to make this election about abortion. They think that's the winning ticket. So Donald Trump released his official statement on abortion. I'm curious what you think about this statement. We'll talk about it next.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Trump made his official campaign statement about abortion. Why? Biden's campaign manager, since like the 80s, said he was going to make this election about two things. Number one, saving democracy, which is a meaningless few words. It just means defeating Trump. But the only policy that they're going to make this election about is abortion. Now, I've noticed that a lot of conservatives and Republicans don't want to talk about abortion. A lot of conservatives wish that this wasn't an issue and want people just to stop talking about it already. I would argue that it's important to talk about, first of all, because a million babies are aborted every year, but also the Democrats will make this the biggest issue of the election. So if you ignore it and cede that ground, then the Democrats will take it and define it and have total control over it. And it's clearly enough of a problem that Trump noticed he could not ignore it and had to say something, hence this four-minute video statement. The calculus from the Democrats is that this is why Biden did so well in the 2022 midterm elections. In every midterm election, the party opposite of the president does really well in the House. Obama lost 65 seats in his first midterm election. And everyone expected this huge, massive red wave in 2022, and it didn't happen. And the after-action report says it didn't happen because Roe v. Wade was overturned in June, and the election was in November. So this was still fresh in people's minds. And there was a lot of fear-mongering, and it brought a lot of enthusiasm among Democrats out to vote, and maybe a lot of moderates and independents voted for Democrats because of it as well. This is why the Democrats are putting abortion on the ballot in as many swing states as they can. In Florida, Republicans have a 900,000 voter registration advantage. It's unbelievable. Florida's not a swing state anymore. But they just got abortion on the ballot, which would increase the weeks you can get an abortion to 24 weeks. And the idea is that some Democrats will now come out of the woodwork. It'll enthuse the base, and some moderates and independents will vote for more abortion because I think Republicans are too extreme on this issue. They're doing this in many states across the country. So Trump came out and made his official campaign statement, and his statement is that this issue should be left to the states. He didn't talk at all about a nationwide ban at 13 or 15 weeks. None of that. He's just said it should be left up to the states. Now, of course, the Democrats took it and spun it right away. And they said, oh, Trump supports the Texas ban. Well, I guess sort of. He really supports the right of states to come to whatever determination they see fit. So by that same principle, he also supports California's right to have no abortion ban. I think Trump's plan is that whenever Democrats say Republicans are extreme on abortion, that only works if Republicans are extreme on abortion. And Trump is not extreme on abortion. His statement is that the states should decide, and he keeps making the point over and over, that it's the Democrats who are the extremists on this issue. They're the ones who want to execute the baby. That's what he said, execute the baby after it's born. They're the extremists. He wants to put the spotlight over there. The pro-life part of me, which is all of me, laments that this is the state of our country right now, that this is the temperature of the room. I wish we were more of a pro-life country. I wish we could elect a president who was unashamedly pro-life. Unfortunately, and I think Trump is right about this, we're not there yet. But either way, regardless of what Donald Trump does, regardless of whatever happens in the political realm, let each of us, men especially, never stop fighting to save lives.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Last week, Cardinal Gregory was on Face the Nation, and he said that Joe Biden is a cafeteria Catholic, meaning he picks and chooses what he likes about Catholic doctrine, especially abortion and gay marriage. That criticism of Biden made some news, but what the news didn't pick up was sitting right next to the cardinal was an Episcopalian priestess who tried to justify Biden's inconsistencies by saying, or, as Thomas Aquinas said, you allow your conscience to guide you. Yeah, so Thomas Aquinas never said that. Sounds like something maybe Yoda would say, but Thomas Aquinas didn't. Thomas Aquinas' point was not, just do whatever you want, whatever your conscience tells. No, it was you have to work very hard to keep your conscience in line with objective moral truth. The conscience is a wonderful thing. It can warn you about danger and you can it'll make you feel bad when you do the wrong thing, but your conscience can also be seared. Everyone has a conscience, but when we hear it, we like to stuff it down. That voice is telling us something is wrong. We can drink it away, use drugs to keep it quiet. Eventually, you may not hear it anymore. Maybe it's just a slight whisper. And that's when that Episcopalian priestess comes behind you and says, yes, let your conscience guide you. Do whatever you want. Do whatever feels good. We stuff the conscience because it's a killjoy. I want to do what I want to do. And this conscience is going to tell me I can't. I want my freedom. And then I go and I do a thing and then my conscience makes me feel bad and it's hurting my self-esteem. We've placed self-esteem higher than the conscience. We'd rather have a high self-esteem than a clear conscience. And a conscience is only as healthy as what you feed it. We don't think of the conscience as a muscle, but it's what you feed it. If you feed it filth, it will die. If you feed it righteousness, it will get sharper. John MacArthur puts it like this. He says, the conscience functions like a skylight. Not a light bulb. It lets light into the soul. It does not produce its own. Its effectiveness is determined by the amount of pure light you expose to it and by how clean you keep it. We need clear consciences. We need rightly informed consciences. And then and only then can you let it guide you. And I'm pretty sure, who am I to say, it probably won't guide you into the loving arms of the Democrat Party's social policies. But, you know, as Thomas Aquinas said, YOLO. More coming up next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in, and thank you for listening. My podcast is called Politics by Faith. You can download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. We'll see you again tomorrow. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.